Bentonite spills into Redwood Creek and the Southern Eel have been an ongoing story since it was first reported last week. On this broadcast, we can share additional details. KMO News reports. Starting last week, KMO News has reported on a bentonite spill in Southern Humboldt, impacting Redwood Creek near Bryceland and the Southern Eel River. We broke the news last week that the substance is likely bentonite, a non-toxic clay used in drilling applications that can have environmental impact on our watersheds. We also shared breaking news on our last broadcast that California Water Boards stated the bentonite contamination was due to drilling activity as part of a last-mile broadband build-out along Highway 101. This has led to more questions than answers, and much was in the air and unconfirmed as we shared the Water Board's latest information with you last night. Based on our own research, and also that of redheaded black belt reporter Lisa Music, we can now share more of what we know. We have more assurance that the bentonite in question is TruBor and Supergel X, both of which are bentonite-based drilling fluids. We also have additional information from California Water Boards that excess drilling fluid was taken from the worksite and dumped in two local locations. The first dump site was a property in Bryceland Road who made an arrangement with Direct Drilling, a subcontractor based in Oregon, to have the excess bentonite slurry dropped on their property. It was a large amount, with 8,000 gallons of drilling slurry reportedly dumped for every day of work, which was during the full week of May 25th. Waterboard engineer Adona White reported rocks downstream being visibly coated with the substance during inspections on June 2nd and June 4th. KMO News has reports of the exact property in question on Bryceland Road, and we reached the owner via cell phone today. However, the owner became unresponsive and hung up their phone quickly once they learned it was KMO News calling. We also tried calling again later in the day and were sent straight to voicemail. And that inbox was unfortunately full, so we weren't able to leave a message. The second bentonite dumping location was at the Meadows Business Park in Redway and was used beginning June 1st. California Fish and Wildlife took photographs of this site, and it showed it was full of a gray slurry. Neither of these dump sites have any known permits for the dumping of large amounts of bentonite slurry. Arcadian Infracom is the St. Louis-based company that was hired to build out this fiber internet infrastructure, and they also hired North Sky Communications, who then hired Direct Drilling as a subcontractor to perform work. It's quite the web of companies and contracts. Arcadian received a notice of exception from Caltrans District 1 8 weeks before the bentonite discharge, which allowed them to skip any environmental review process. The Caltrans document states that the project would, quote, not cause a significant impact to the environment. There was no plan, as far as we know, for dumping any excess bentonite drilling slurry involved in that review process. We also know that law enforcement is involved and part of the ongoing investigation. Here's a statement from today, June 9th, from Peter Tira, Information Officer for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Peter states, quote, CDFW's Law Enforcement Division was among the first to respond to the situation and is still involved in the investigation. However, I'm told that Humboldt County and the Water Board are the lead entities investigating the spill/dumping and any environmental impacts. The initial site where the event occurred is on private property, though the substance made its way into Redwood Creek into the South Fork of the Eel River. We'll bring you more information on this continuously evolving story in future newscasts. KMO News truly appreciates the level of engagement from members of our community over this issue, and we're staying on top of it in coordination and with current questions posed to local agencies, state agencies, and our source networks. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.